where we left off. So let's start. Shir 2, Bechazar number 1. Okay. How does the Gemara docha the beer of Rish Lakish? Okay. How does the Gemara reject the beer of Rish Lakish? Okay. So basically, we said Rish Lakish had said that the pshat in the Gemara was you don't teach a dough, you don't teach a deem, it's a dough. It was one aid. And therefore, each guy's passing, each Baal Din is passing each other's aid, one aid. And we say it was a case of Kiblo like, a betray, that the one aid was treated like two aidim, right? And they could passel. So that was Rish Lakish's pshat. So the Gemara says, you know, I'm not comfortable with that pshat, the Gemara says. Why? Because the assumption of that pshat is that you're taking the Gemara and treating it lav dafka, that it's not a deen, but rather it's a dough. So if it's a dough, how you doing, Yaakov? So if it's a dough, it's really only one aid. So the one aid is treated like what? The one aid is treated like two. So the Gemara says, I'm really not comfortable with that, because the Gemara in Chaf Gimel Beis Asakasha, it says Hamenektani Reisha Dayano, and in the Seifa Lamaisa it says Beferish Eidav. So you see that the Reisha was Lashon Yachid Dayano. And the Seifa is Dayano, and the Seifa is Eidav, is Lashon Rabin. So you see the fact that the Mishnah distinguishes with the Reisha being Lashon Yachid, and the Seifa being Lashon Rabin, that shows the Mishnah is talking in a Dafka fashion. You can't come and tell me that it meant what? That it meant Eidav. That's the Gemara's Kasha on Reish Lakish. So that answers number one. The first Kasha was, how does the Gemara Docha the beer of Reish Lakish? The beer of Reish Lakish, what is your first name? What is it?
Frying.
The beer of Rish Lakish was that it wasn't a deem, but it was a dough. Kiblo la chad ki betray. That was the chiddush of the Gemara Chaf Gimel, and not running out of Chaf Gimel and base. So the Gemara asks on that. Rish Lakish says, Pshat is interpreting a dove as being a dough. It's very schwer, the Gemara asks. Because the Reish and the Sefer talk about two different Lashonos. The Reish of Lashon Yachid, the Sefer Lashon Rabin. So you see the Mishnah meant Dafka, Lashon Rabin. So it's very difficult to say the beer of Rish Lakish. So that's the Kasha. That answers number one. That's the kasha of the Gemara that asks on the beer Reish Lakish. Hey, number two. Okay. How we mazbe the kasha of the Gemara legabe maishno the avde hachi bedaf chav gimel manav. On chav gimel manav, we before the Gemara said that the whole point of zavlos mitoch sheyatzah din la mito, that we want to get to the ultimate truth. The Gemara said maishno the avde hachi. Why do you do like this? So, what was the Gemara's kash when it said Maishna da of the Hachi? So we saw a pshat from the Chedushi Haran. The Chedushi Haran said a wonderful pshat, and the Chedushi Haran was masbul like this. He wanted to say Maishna da of the Hachi means the kash is on the sheet of Reb Meir. It doesn't make any sense, Reb Meir's theory, because Reb Meir's theory is that the Baal Edinim choose the first two dayanim. And then together they choose the Dayan Shlishi. The Kasha of the Gemara is that once each Baal Din is chimed in and chosen a Dayan for themselves, then you have to have them both again choose a Dayan Shlishi? What was the point? What was the point of them both choosing one and one, and then they both got to get together and what? A second phase, then they both got to get together and choose a third Dayan. Why don't they just have together choose three at one time? Or have one guy choose the three and ask the other guy if you're okay with that. But what's this piecemeal business? See, according to the Chumim, it makes sense. Chum say the two Baal Edinim choose what? The first two Dayanim, and then the Dayanim, the two Dayanim choose the third. That makes sense. But if you're a Reb Meir man, do you go with the Baal Edinim? What's the point of this piecemeal theory? So that's what the Chiddush Yoran speaks out very beautifully, that the Kasha, the Gemara Maishna, the Avdahachi, was what was focusing on Reb Meir Shita. According to the Chumim, each Baal Din chooses one Dayan, and then they're out of the picture. And then the two Dayanim choose one, then the two Dayanim choose the third guy. You can't ask the Kasha Lamaisa, why not what? Why not choose all three at all? Because the piecemeal makes sense. The Baal Edinim choose the first Dayanim themselves, and then the two Dayanim choose the third. The only problem we had with this, if you guys remember, is that famous phrase of Yatza Din La Mito seems to be being presented within Reb Meir Shita. I mean, you want it to be presented according to the Chum as well. Remember we were bothered by that? The Gemara is saying this phrase not just according to Reb Meir. So we said that according to the Rav Zatzal, that says that the whole Zavla, as we said yesterday, is an ideal. It's a schus of the Baal Edinim. So in Achanami, when the Gemara says Yotzeh Din Lamito, it can also be according to the Chum as well. But what pushed the Gemara, when it said Ma'ish Gadav, the Gemara was really bothered by Remeir Shittim. When you get to the Terence, it could also be expanded to the Chum as well. Because according to the Rav, so we had a Machlekes yesterday, Machlekes the Rav and the Chazon Ish, is Zavlon ideal or is it a B'dievin? The Rav Zatzal wanted to say from the Rambam, we had a Omahalach that it's a schus of the Baal Adinim. The Baal Adinim have a choice to or play a role in the makeup of the Beis Din. Whereas according to the Rabban, it's an Eitzah. Chazon Ish held like it was a B'dievin. But the Rav had the Marshon the Bach that they weren't close to the Goris, the word Kisha. They took out the word Kisha. Kisha means it was B'dievin. When you can't get it together, find it in the Torah, this is what you do. If you take out Kisha, it means it's a straight up Din. So that's what the Rav wanted to say, like the Marshon Bach said. Where the Smo, we wanted to say not that way, like the Ramon, the Chazon Ish, you should go to a Beza Kavu in the city. But what I want to bring out, we said, and sure, that even though the Kasha, the Gemara, was Lefi Reb Meir, you're also going to have to say that phrase, Yotze Din Lamito, is also said Lefi Hu, Lefi the Chachamim as well, Halacha L'mais, it fits very well according to the Rav, Poshib Shat. If you hold like the Chazon Ish, then in a Hanami works even smoother. That the Gemara maybe was only saying that famous phrase for who? For Reb Meir, but maybe the Chum hold is really the whole thing's a B'dievin. You understand what I'm saying? See, according to the Chazon Ish, it's a little bit smoother. Maybe Yotze Din Lamito, that famous phrase, is only being said according to Reb Meir. Maybe this is not an ideal. This is an ideal only in a situation where you're stuck. So it's really a B'dievin. You follow what I'm saying? That's what we wanted to suggest. Yes, Stephen, go ahead. He points out that the Kasha, the Gemara, Maishna Dabdaki was being asked on Remeir Shita. Remeir Shita, where the Baal Adinim are involved in the choice of the first two and the third, what's the point of doing it piecemeal, in two phases? Have them choose together, all three together, or have them what? Or have one guy choose the three and ask the other guy, are you okay with it? But according to the Chum, though, it's not a Kasha. The Chum says the two Baal Adinim chime in each one. Then they walk. Then they're out of the picture, and the two Dayanim choose a third. So I'm just saying that's a beautiful pshat of the Chiddush Rambam. We just point out when the Gemara says Yotze Din Lamito, means it's only according to the Meir. So the Rav would say no, it's according to the Chum as well. Lamais at the end of the day, but according to the Chazon Ish, Taka the Kash was under Meir, and the Terz is only according to the Meir because it is Yotze Din Lamito.
Could you say within the Chazon Ish within Reb Meir that with Reb Meir is a lechachila and Chum is the other?
You mean according to Reb Meir, Lamais? When you say that's Kufa the Machlaik, it's a Tanoim.
Yeah.
What is your first Ephraim?
Yeah.
Maybe Ephraim suggesting maybe that's Kufa the Machlaik between Reb Meir and the Chacham. It could be that according to Reb Meir, it's going to be like Achil according to the. It's a beautiful statement.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful statement. So you want to suggest that maybe Lamaisa, maybe that's Kufa the Machlaik. The Meir would say it's a Lechachila, and the Chachamim would say Lamaisa that it's what? That it's a B'dievin, the Chazon Ish, of course, who passed the Chum, we're siding with the Chum. Could be. Saying good, Frank. Very good. Could be. It's possible. That's what we were bothered by. According to the Rav, you're going to have to correct it in and say that the Gemara was saying according to the Chacham as well. Even though the Kasha was only according to Reb Meir. Yeah. Yes, Ben, go ahead.
From the fact that when it talks about Zavlon answer,
yes.
Yes. Isn't that showing that it's going to be Reb Meir, not Yifchamim?
What do you say, Shnei Hen, you mean? Which word are you referring to? Shnei Hen. Shnei Hen. Right.
The two litigants, not the two
Dayanim. Not necessarily. You could say Zeb Barlow Dayanim. Shnei Hen could be referring to the Dayanim who were just chosen.
Because in the Mishnah, when you talk about the Dayanim, it says Shu Shnei HaDayanim.
It says Shnei Hen Borin, right?
And then it says Chum.
Yeah, but that could be because it's a the Mishnah is trying to present the Chum as opposed to what? As opposed to, you know, as opposed to Reb Meir. I hear what you're saying, but there's no doubt, Ben, that the Poshup Shot in the Gemara is, according to the Chushiran, if the Kach is according to Reb Meir, the Teretz is according to Reb Meir. We're just saying, according to the Rav, you could also say it was according to the Chum. There's no doubt about that. I'm just saying, you could say, the Mishnah was just presenting the Chum as sheet as opposed to Reb Meir. When Reb Zeira says this din, the Ma'arava, Shnei'en could have been read also as the Dayanim that were chosen as well, perhaps. But the Poshup Shot is like you're saying, no doubt. Poshup Shot is like you're saying, no doubt. According to the Rav, that's a little bit of a difficult point, Lamaisa. The thing that you could just say is that according to the Rav, Maishna Dabdachi was a Kasha according to the Chum as well. It wasn't just according to the Meir. Right. According to the Rav, you could say that the Kasha was according to the Chum. That's what we said in Shir, Lamaisa. That's what you basically could say. Okay. Very well. The Rav would say now like the Chiddush Aran. That answers number two. Excellent. Let's go. Three, guys. Number three. Let's go, guys. So we turn the Amud, Lamaisa, we turn the Amud, and what did Rabbi Elazar say? Rabbi Elazar was Mazbe the Mishnah with a beautiful pshat. Rabbi Elazar was Mazbe the Mishnah that the fellow is coming with a friend, the Baal Din is coming with a friend, Bahu Akhar Laposlan. Bahu Akhar Laposlan. Bahu V'Akhar Laposlan. He's coming with a friend, apostle. Okay. Fine. He's coming with his friend, apostle. So, what did Rashi add with the Chiddush Arad? The following. Let's get it. That Rabbi Elazar was just coming to answer the Seifa. The Seifa case was the Edom case. You got me? The Seifa case was the Edom case. He wasn't touching the ratio, which was talking about the Dayanim. Zepos al Dayanim, Zepos al Dayanim, Zep. That he'll stick with the answer on Amar Alfa Rabbi Yochanan Arkoshim Surya. That's what Rashi points out in Pshat. Rabbi Elazar was just coming to Ferep for the Seifa, which was talking about Edom. But the ratio will keep the same, and the ratio will keep with Arkos, meaning that you came yourself. You didn't come with someone else, okay? You didn't come yourself. It wasn't Bahu Vachla Postman. The Terence says he passed himself Arkosha Basuria, which we said Rashi said yesterday, what? Didn't necessarily mean possible, and then what? Ain't a Ratzel Adun Lafanav, correct? That's what it meant. Okay? Fine. And the Chiddush Aran adds on Pshat Rashi that the Mishnah doesn't need to teach you two cases of what? Bahu Lachel Apostlam. Bahu V'Achel Apostlam. That's why the Rashi is Nishar with Arkosha Basuria, and you're coming yourself to Apostle. There's no need, Ellie, to have two cases, the Rashi and Seifa, illustrating Bahu V'Achel Apostlam. Why would you need two cases, Ab? You don't need to have two cases. So Rav Elazar is coming to Mechadish, the Seifa is talking about V'Achel Apostlam, and the Rashi is coming himself, but it's Arkosha Basuria. So that's what Rashi and Aran point out. Very good. Okay, that's three. Four. Comes along, what does the Torah Chaim say b'shem the tour? And how were we mazver him? So the Torah Chaim points out that the tour in Simon Yud Gimel, when he presents in the Simon Yud Gimel, this Simon, if you look in Simon Yud Gimel, which is the Simon on Zavlah, the tour, lo and behold, presents the case, Bahu Lach Laposlan, both by Dayanim and by Edom. So he argues with Rashi and the Ran. He actually says Rabbi Elazar is coming to say both cases. Bahu Lach Laposlan is not just going on what? The Seif of the Edom, it's going on the Rashi Dayanim. Yes? So the Kasha obviously is, why didn't he do both cases? So the Torah Chaim says like this, please get it. He says, if you just had Dayanim, if you just had the case of Dayanim, the Resha, then Reb Meir would say, no big deal. You can, you're believed apostle, these guys, because you can always go to another Beis Din. It's not like it's all or nothing. But when it comes to an Edom, there's no other Edom around. So maybe you'd have a Hadamina Halacha L'Maisa, the Reb Meir would say, no, you can't apostle. Reb Meir would agree to the Chumen. Go the other way. If you just had the Seif of Edom, maybe only in that case the Rabbanan say that you can't pass them, because there's no other Edom. It's all or nothing. These are the Edom. So the Chumar aren't going to let you pass them. You're a Baal Din. But when you talk about Dayanim, you can always go to another basin. So the Rabbanan would be masking to Remeir, you can be passed. Kamash Malan, that you need both cases to illustrate that they argue both by Edom and Dayanim. Yes, Ellie?
What was the Seif again?
The Seif of the case is Edom. The Resha case is what?
If you only had the
Seif of Edom, which is the Edom case, maybe there the Rabbanan would say, you can't pass, because all there is these Edom. So the Rabbanan don't allow the Baal Din of Achal Apostle. But by the Dayanim, let him pass, they go to another Beis Din. It's not the end of the world. Kamashimlan, no, Tzricha, you need a presentation of both cases to tell me not that way. To tell me, Beferish, that this Machlis Remeir Nechamim, Baal Achal Apostle, Rav Elazar was touching both cases, and that's when the Torah Chaim is Mazda the Tour against Rashi Naran. Yes, Stephen.
Sorry, could you repeat the Resha?
Yes, the Resha case is Dayanim. Yes?
Right, so
where each guy's trying to pass each other's Dayan. There's a Malva and a Lova. That's the case in the Mishnah. Each guy's trying to pass each other's Dayan. The Seif is talking about Edom. Each guy tries to pass each other's Edom. Rabbi Elazar says the Baal Din tries to, with a friend, pass the guy's Edom. So can you do that or not? So why do you need both cases? Because they're only one set of Edom on a case. Can't make up Edom. But you can always find another Beis Din and sit on it entire. So when the Remeir says you can passel, I would think you can passel. Remeir might be masking to what? Remeir might be masking to the Chumim in the case of what? In the case of Edom, that you can't what? That you can't passel because there's no other Edom. Okay? Kamashman, the Remeir says you can't passel. And the Dayanim go the other way. If you just had the case of what of the Dayanim, I would have a Havmi Remeir says you could pass them because you have another basis. Edom not. If you just only had the case of Edom, the Rabbanim would say you can't pass them in that case. There's no other Edom. But by Dayanim, maybe the Rabbanim would be masking. to Reb Meir that what that you that in fact you could what you could pass him because you could find another basin. So that answers number four. Okay, number five. What's the Gemara ask on Shitas Reb Elazar from the din of Nogei B'Davar? The Gemara asks a great kasha, and the Gemara asks Kol Kenine, which we know means what from yesterday and from the original Shirim. Do you have enough power? Kol Kenine, Mechatesi, you're a baldin, you're a lover. You're a lover, you borrowed money, this guy's coming after you to give the money back, and you all of a sudden come up with your friend and passel the mouth of Zayden? Who are you? You're no game enough. Self-interest. Literally, no game means touching. You touch oneself. You have a self-interest. Forget about it. You have a self-interest, it's not acceptable. Just plain and simple, that's fine. What was Gemara's kash? Gemara's kash is no game enough. You are no game enough, there is no way you should be acceptable. Reb Meir should not say you're acceptable. Okay? That answers number five. Six. What's the machloikis gedoyle achroinim regarding the tam apsul of Nogei Beis? Please get it. We had a fundamental machloikis amongst the gedoyle achroinim as to the psul of what? Nogei B'davar. Why is Nogei B'davar possible? Okay, what is the reason why it's possible? The small in Choshen Mishput and the Shach, okay, in the beginning of Simon Lam and Zayin and Choshen Mishput, both claim al pidin that we're choshes, the guy's a liar. We're choshes, a chshash mashaker. The reason why a person is posel nogei b'davar is a chshash mashaker. That's the shach and the small halacha lemaisa. Okay? That's the shach and the small. However, the Levush, the famous Levush, his sefer in Choshen Mishpat, we said was called the what? Ir Shushan. The Levush writes not that way. The Levush writes, the reason why a person is posel nogei b'davar is not because of chash b'shaker, because of adam karav etzel mamono, and the negiah makes you a baldin. We said it's karav dash baldin. That's the other approach amongst the gedolei achronim. Guys, I want you to get this clear. Okay, okay. What the first reason the owner is because of why or afraid a guy's going to lie? It's a self interest. That's the small and the shach. The second shot is the levushes. That you're a karav dash baldin. Okay? You're a karav dash baldin, and therefore you are what? You are disqualified. Now, the small and the shach don't like that shot. Because why? A karav it's lots, but you can't say, because that's only where you're making yourself a Russia. You're not really making yourself a Russia in cases of Nogei B'davar. Okay, Adam, you follow me? The only time you're making yourself a what? The only time it's going to be a problem, karav or baldin, is when what? When you make yourself a Russia. Here you're not making yourself a Russia. So these are two distinct approaches as to why Nogei B'davar is a problem. Either because of what? Either because of Shash Meshaker, or because of what Karav Dash Baldin. And the reason why Halacha L'maisa, they don't like the Pshat, okay? The reason why they don't like the Pshat, the Sman the Shach, of Karav Dash Baldin, is because that's only a problem you're making yourself a Russia. By Nogei B'davar, you're not making yourself a Russia. Okay, very good. That's number six. Chlor, two reasons why Nogei B'davar is a problem. We can write a whole kunya with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Nogei B'davar. This whole sugya, okay? So I want you to get it chlor. That's just the beginning.
Is there nafkamina between the...
Yes, we're going to get to it or not, Ephraim, okay? A lot of nafkaminas, yeah. Okay? Number seven. Let's go. Exactly what Ephraim asked. What is the din legabi no to schar lahoy? The guy's paid money to testify. What is, and how is this a nafkamina legabi the time of Nogei B'davar? If you are paid money to testify, you are posel eidus. That's a Gemara Baba Kama and Vavunav. The question is, are you posel min haTorah min haRabbanan? So let's get it. So it's very interesting. The Ksos HaChoshen in Simin Lamed Dalet, Sifkot and Dalet, we say it quotes in Mari Ben Lev, that has a suffix. Are you considered to be posel min haTorah or not? So we said like this, Halacha L'maisa. If the psul is because of chash mashaker, then definitely you're posel min haTorah. Because obviously, why are you testifying this way? Because you're getting paid. But if you say it's a problem of what? A baldover. So halacha L'maisa, the bottom line is you're not a baldover in this case. You're just being paid. So at best, you'd only be posel min haRabbanan. So again, if it's baldover, you're only being posel min haRabbanan. Because this aid is really not great, now gay to you. You're just getting paid. That's a side problem. So therefore, the best only possible in Rabbanan. But if it's a trauma, chash or shaker, you see the money, you see the lie. You see the money, you see the lie. And you're definitely going to lie. So therefore, you're possible in that tayr. So that's number one nafkamina that we mentioned. L'maytzim neksos achoshen simon lamadavsev cut and dalit. Yes, Yonah, what do you say? No, no, we're talking about when we say being paid by one of the litigants.
Okay.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a good point. Yes, Stephen. If you hold that you're a Baal Dover, and that's the reason why Baal Dover Karov is the reason why Nogay is possible. Here in this case, I'm not a Baal Din or a Karov. Because not Nogay to me. I'm just being paid. So payment makes me a shtickle Baal Dover, like externally. So you're only best your possible in the Rabbanah. But if it's Kash Meshaker, you're possible in that payment. Okay? Fry and Chlor, you got it? Okay. Hey, let's go, guys. Let's go. Number eight. The Torah, let's go. Number eight. Today is officially Yom HaShoah? Or is it tonight?
Tonight
is. Okay, we should learn the Sheh. Today and tomorrow, Zechon Nishmas, L'Sheish Million. Okay, number eight. I gotta give Shurim in the Shul tonight. I'd like to hear this speech tonight. So some of you listen, maybe you'll tape it for me. Sure, it'll be on it. You'll tell me where it is. Okay. All right, number eight. What's the Dimin Ogei L'Hai L'Cho Vassal? Let's say a guy testifies to his detriment. We said that meant to his detriment. So you are no gavidaver, but it's going to hurt you. My testimony is going to hurt me. So what's the din? So the Ksos HaKoshen, three simonim later, Simon Lamed Zayin, Sifkot and Tess, quotes a machoikis about this as well. He quotes a machoikis Yishonim. He claims, if you hold that the Shaila is what? That you're a Baal Dover, so you're a Baal Dover. It's no gay to you. I don't care whether it's your tov or to your detriment. You're out. You are puzzle. But if you say the problem is Shash Meshaker, then what are you worried about? It's to your detriment. He's not lying. Then it's going to be kosher. Okay? But I want you to get this. We pointed out that the Shach in Simon Lamed Zayin Sifkot Aleph breaks up this Nafkamina. And he says that even if you hold Baal Dover, you still would be believed if it's to your detriment. Because you're not getting enough from it, so you're no longer a Baal Dover. That breaks the Baal Dover. So the Shach says, even if you hold Baal Dover, you'll still be Neman for your detriment. So according to the Shach, he breaks up this Nafgeminin. Okay? And that's where Shmuel Rozovsky points out. He says, the Kavana, the Shach, we said, is you're not testifying about yourself, you're testifying about a certain field. And if it's going to what? If it's going to be to your detriment, so obviously you get nothing out of it. So if you get nothing out of it, you're not considered to be a Baal Dover. You're not being made al atzmo. Remember, Baal Dover dash Karov, we viewed as the same thing. Even though we'll get to, maybe there's a formulation in Rishonim might be different. One says Karov, one says Baal Dover. But regarding the Nafkamin, it's the same approach. So the Shach breaks up this Nafkamin. Again, we said, the Ksos says, if you hold what Baal Dover, if it's your detriment, you're still pussy, you're a Baal Dover. If it's Shash Meshaker, if it's your detriment, you're obviously telling the truth. Beautiful nafkamina. Comes along, the Shach says, no, that's not a good nafkamina. The Shach says, even if you hold Baal Dover, you'll still be kosher. Because you're not a Baal Dover, says Shmuel Rozovsky. If it's not to your, if it's your detriment, you're not getting anything out of it, so it's like you're testifying in a field. Mele, so you're testifying in the field, you're kosher. Okay. Please get that. That's number what? That's number nine. I didn't add in the question, but I want you to know that. How do you break up that not being a nafkamina? I just said, it's a nafkamina. But nine, please get the Shach as well. Okay. 10. Let's get this, guys. Okay? No, that was 8. No? That was 8.
That was 8.
That was 8. I'm sorry. That was 8. Please, in 8, put on how you break up the Nafkamin according to the Shach. Okay, number 9. What's the din of Nimseh Chemen and Karav Apostle? But one of the guys are what? A Nogeya. We know the Mishnah Makkos we learn in Hamid Beis. The Nimseh Chemen and Karav Apostle, I do some Taylor. What happens if you have 5 Adam that come in? One of them is a Nogeya B'dav. What's the din? What happens if one of them is Nogeya B'dav? What's Allahin? If one of them are Nogeya B'dav. So we said the Mishnah Lamelech quotes in Perakei Halacha Gimel Chos Eidus. It's a Machloikas Rishonim. Machloikas Rishonim with the Seder Shabbat Masasa Balakulu. Plug it in. So you could go either in Shnei Kivunim. You see number 9? Eichzen Nafkamina Mishnei Kivunim.
What's the first?
Both directions.
What's the din?
So it's a Machloikas Rishonim. One says the whole thing blows up. Eidus Shabbat Masasa Balakulu. Mishnah Melech quotes as a machloikas rishonim. One shita says it's psula, one shita says it's shem. Okay? But, I want you to get this. If you say it's psula, how does it plug in? So let's get this. So the Notab Yehuda writes in the Madura Kambi Ebenezer Simen Chav Zayin that it depends. If you hold that a nogei is possible based on a baldin, dash karov, halacha l'maisa, then in a chanami you'll say it is shabbat miksasa balakula. Yeah, just like nimsechem and karav apostle. But if you hold chash meshakir, he says what? It's not going to apostle the other adam. That's what the Kobet Shiurim writes, Rabbi Chanan. And Os Kuf Ayin Vav.
Rabbi, can you say that slower?
Yes. If you hold Eda Shabbat Miksasa Balakula, what's the din? Do you say Eda Shabbat Miksasa Balakula if one of the two Adam, one of the five Adam are Nogei Abedam? One sheet in Rishon says Kosher, one sheet that says Pasul. Within the sheet that says Pasul, plug it in. So the note of Yudah and Rabbi Chanan say, if you hold that the reason why Nogei is Pasul is because of Karov Dash Baldin, then you'll say Psula. If you held Kshash Meshaker, then it's going to be what Ksheirim? You follow me? If it's going to be because of Kshash Meshaker, then it's going to be Ksheirim. Okay? You got that?
As best I can.
I'll say it one more time. What's wrong? Let's do it one more time. You got five Adam. What does the Mishnah say in Makkos? If one of the five Adam is a carver or apostle, what's the din? No, the Mishnah says Adam Shabbat Miksasa Balakul. What happens if one of the five Adam are Nogei of the Dog? Do you say Eidu Shabbat Miksasa Bat Lekula? That's a machlokas we showed. If one of the five Adam are Nogei Bedavar, does that blow up the whole set?
Right.
2 days in Rishonim. One says Kosher, one says Pasul. Okay? You got that, Clore?
Yeah.
You got it? Okay, now what is that machlokas based on? So it might be based on what is the reason why Nogei Bedavar is Pasul. What's the reason why the Nogei Bedavar is Pasul? If it's because he's a Baal Din or a Karov, what's the Din? Then you're going to say Pasul. Excellent. If it's because of Chash Meshaker, then what are you going to say? Then you're going to say only he's Pasul, but I'm not going to blow up everyone else.
Why?
Ellie, Clore, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the Stipler, Zatzal, says Pum Fakir. The Stipler says Pum Fakir. He says, if you're a Baal Din, if you say a Baldin dash Karov, we said more like Baldin if you say that, derive it as a sheet, you're not stamped as an aid. So it's like you're a blank. Remember we said derive a sheet that a Baldin, we had the first semester on Daf Tes, he's not a shem aid, he's like a blank. So he doesn't apostle the whole cop. But if you hold Kshash Meshaker, it's like a disease. It's like you got one of those guys in there, it's like a liar. So it's like he's a Russia. So he should blow up the whole cop. So the Stipend Sanhedrin Simon Tevov says, Pum Fakir. So Eli, if you hold Baldin or the Baldin, then it's going to be Ksheirim. If you hold Kshash Meshaker, then it's going to be Psulim. So let's chazer over this teretz one more time, okay? We wanted to bring up a nafkemina. This is number 9, as to what the psul of Nogei Bedavar is. What if you have a group of 5 Adim, and one of the 5 Adim is a Nogei Bedavar? So do you say to Shabbat Miksasa Bat Lekula? We know the Mishnah says in Makkos, as Yosef said, if you're a Karav or a Rasha, we do say it. What about someone's a Nogei Bedavar? So one sheet in Rishonim says Psula, blow it all up. One sheet that says Ksheira, the other guys are fine. What does it depend upon? So the note of Yudin and Rabbi Chanan say, if it's based on Karov or Baldin, then Eda Shabbat Miksasa Bat Lekula, it's Psula. If it's Kshash Meshaker, it doesn't expand the disease. And therefore you're fine. This one guy's a bad guy. It's a Kshash. We're not going to expand the Kshash Ben. However, says the Stipler Pum Fakir, if you say it's an issue of Baldin Karov, there's a sheet that's arrived that we learned it from first semester that a Baldin is not a shame aid. The Rush quotes in Makkos and Daf Hey. A Baldin is not a shame aid. It's like a blank. We said there are groups of people that Tumim writes that are a blank, that aren't psulim. Like a melech, like a goy, like a woman, like a cotton. They're a blank. They're not a psul. A Rush and a Karov is a psul. So what I mean by a blank, it won't passel everyone. You follow what I'm saying? They're blanks. They don't passel. So a baldover is an example of a blank. So if you say the chisaron of a nogei is a baldover, he's a blank. So he won't passel the whole cow. But if you say that it's a din of chash meshaker is a disease. It's a passel. It's like he's a Russia, quasi-Russia, and therefore you'll expand and it'll blow up the whole thing. You got me? That's an afkamin. Yeah, Ben.
Why, according to the first way that we said it, why does a baldover passel the whole cow?
Because you accentuate the Baal Din dash Karav. It's more of a Karav-like. The question is, when you go with that Mahalach of Baal Din Karav, do you accentuate the Baal Dover aspect?
Why does that?
That's the question. Are you working with the Rivet sheet of Baal Dover, or are you saying it's like a Baal Dover Karav, and the Karav is really the thing?
And then a Karav would puzzle the whole thing.
Karav puzzles the whole thing. That's the Mishnah Makkos. Yeah, that's the Mishnah Makkos. Correct. See, that first approach of Nogea, that's a Karov Balded, which one are you accentuating? Okay? So the first approach is accentuating that fact that he's a Karov. The second one is saying he's more of a Baldover. And therefore he's a blank. Okay, excellent. That's nine. But I want you to get that, how it's nafkamin in both directions. Adam, you got me? Okay. Number 10. Let's go, guys. 10. Says the Gemara. What says number 10. What was the case in Baba Basra on Daf Mem Gimel of Mokher Sadal Chaver Shalobach Rayas? I just want you to know the case. Because this is really the Makor and Shas of Nogei B'Dov. Case is as follows. I sell a field to Yosef without a chrayis, meaning that if a buyer comes and hops that field or parking lot from Yosef, I don't have to reimburse him. I explicitly wrote a clause, shalom b'chrayis, that if it's taken away from him, I'm not going to reimburse him. Why would it be taken away? There's a lien on it. I sold property that had a lien, a shibud on it. Some guy comes in and swoops down and takes it from Yosef. Listen, I wrote a clause, Yosef, I'm not, I have no achrayis. But there's a person that comes in, halacha l'maisa, and it says, mocher sadal l'chaver shlo b'achrayis, ein me'idlo. There's a person that comes and says, third party comes in and says, he says, the field that I sold to Yosef was never my field. Yosef has stolen property. It never was my field. Now, can I come on behalf of Yosef and testify that it was what? It was mine, and I did sell it to him. Am I allowed to do that? There's a troublemaker out there, a third party that's saying that that field that Yosef has is not his because I sold him property that wasn't mine. I sold him basically stolen goods. I sold him a stolen field. And this third guy is a troublemaker yelling and saying, oh, it's really what? It's really stolen stuff.
A
third party is claiming that I stole it and sold him stolen goods. So it's really not Yosef's. That's what the third party is screaming about. Right? Okay? Now, can I testify? Yosef's the one who has the field now. Can I testify and say, no, that was my field and I sold it to Yosef? Can I testify or not? What's the din? No, I can't. Why not? Because there might be creditors that I have. There might be Baal Echov that I have that when they come to collect from me from loans and I have no money to pay them, they're going to go to Yosef's property because that was a field that I had that had a shibud on it and now I sold it to him, so they're going to collect from him. So it's in my interest that I will say that that's Yosef's field because I don't want people calling me a Russia that I borrow money and don't pay back. Lova Russia v'lo Yishalim. It's a pusik, we said. Lova Russia v'lo Yishalim. A guy who doesn't pay money back is called a Russia. So I don't want to be in the eyes of people that I'm a Russia. So I have a self-interest, Ellie, saying that that was really Yosef's field because it was mine. Because if an event that I have a creditor, a Bachov that comes forward, I want him to be able to collect. If I have no money, I want him to be able to go to Yosef. So therefore, I'm not allowed to be made on his behalf. You follow me? Let's say over the case one more time. Ellie, you got me? I sold the field to Yosef. And I wrote a clause that I'm not responsible to reimburse you at all. I'm divorcing myself from it. However, there's a troublemaker out there, a third party that's saying that what I sold him was not mine. And he's got stolen goods. Can I come forward and protect Yosef and say, you know what? That was my field. I sold it to him, and it is Yosef's. The Gemara says, I'm not allowed to. Because I have a self-interest. What's the self-interest in having Yosef's field? Because if there are Baal Echov, if there are lenders that come to me and say that I borrowed money, I have no money to pay, at least they feel they can go and collect that Yosef has. Because if they don't have a field to collect, they're going to call me a Russia. So therefore, I'll be a Lacha. You see clearly that what? That that's the Makor and Shas of Nogeya B'Dover. That's the din Allah. I am Nogeya B'Dover because I don't want people saying that I'm a Russian. Yes, Stephen?
I don't get the answer. Why the Gemara says he can't.
The reason why is because I have a self-interest that if people come to me and say that I borrowed money and I have no money to pay them back, I want them to be able to go to Yosef and take the field to get some money back. The field will be in place of the money. So that I have a self-interest to testify that that's Yosef's field and that I sold it to him. So therefore, that self-interest makes me puzzle, even though I had no achrayus. I don't have to reimburse him for it. I don't have to reimburse. I sold it Shlomo achrayus. That was the clause. But still I have self-interest. So that's what the Gemara says, El. You follow me? In Baba Basra, Mendalim and Af, that I am not acceptable to testify halacha l'maisa. I am not acceptable. Yes, Stephen, go ahead, real quick.
But if he separates himself from the land, saying that he has no reason, he has no, he won't ever have to pay him back.
You're right, but despite, that's the Chiddush of the Gemara, despite that, still you're no Gad B'davar. Because despite that, I might have creditors out there that'll come to me, listen, I want the cash that you borrowed. I say, I don't have any cash, but I do have a field that Yosef has, so go there. Oh, how did I testified on behalf that Yosef would still be able to have the field. Otherwise, this troublemaker's trying to get rid of it from him. So I'm no Gad B'davar. Okay?
If you sold it to Yosef, then why would they come to you to collect it?
Because that's the Chashim Shubarim, right? There's a lien on the property. Okay. Right? That's the whole word of Nechasim Shubarim. That's Shibudi Yeraisa. Okay? That's the Chiddush.
So if there wasn't a lien on the property, then it would be...
There's always a lien on the property. Anytime I borrow money, let's say I borrow money from Ellie. Let's say I borrow $100,000 from Ellie. I sell the field after the $100,000. There's a lien on that property. Now, you have to first come to me. You have to come to Nechasim B'nei Chorin, freed up property. That's called Nechasim B'nei Chorin. The field by Yosef is called Nechasim Shubarim. And there's a big machlokes amorim. Then the Baba Basra Kufay and him is whether shibudim the arise or shibudim the rabbanim. Is the institution shibudim the arise or is it the rabbanim? Is it all powerful or is it a weak institution? Okay, chlorifrime, you got it.
What is the machlokes the arise shibudim the rabbanim have to do with this case in the Gemara?
It doesn't have to do anything. That's just the cloud.
Yeah.
Just the cloud. Just I'll be masber quickly. You know the Mishnah says in Baba Basra that I milva bishtar. You could collect from the chasam nechor milva bapez gnechorim. So Gemara says, if you'll chibudi diraisa, you should be able to collect even malpeh from Nishubadim. Gemara says, pseida lekukos. They don't know what's going on, lekukos. They don't hear anything. If you'll chibudi dirabanan, it's weak. So why is it milva bishtar from the chasam Nishubadim? Because Kadesh Lutilanus, but they love it. People are going to stop lending money. So you want to be able to expand it that milva bishtar you can collect even from the chasam Nishubadim. That's how the Gemara works it in. But based on whether you'll chibudi diraisa, chibudi dirabanan, it definitely is on. Yeah, it definitely applies though, why is it din of shibu? Off to the field. Okay, then answer number 10. 11. Let's go. What was the kash of the Rimegash? The Rimegash is who? Chazar, even this we say. Who's the Rimegash we always say? Rambam's father's Rebbe. Correct. Right. Everyone makes a mistake. They think it's the Rebbe of the Rambam. It was the Rebbe of the Rambam's father. But the Rambam writes that when he looked at his father, it was as if he was looking at the Rimegash. And we brought a riot from that from who? A lot of times when you're ben biased by a gadol, you look like the gadol. Remember we said that? The Rav Zalaznik Zatzal, the great Rishi from Shalbim, was the ben biased Rav Bisser Zalman. They say he actually looked like Rav Bisser Zalman. Okay? All right, very good. I just saw about Rav Bisser Zalman, you know, that he was machmed at Mashin Shmura at the Seder. In fact, when he married, when Rav Aaron Cutler married his daughter, Rav Aaron Cutler said you should continue your minig of your father, and she had Mashin Shmura. But Rav Aaron Cutler used to investigate her matzahs with a magnifying lens to see if there was no chametz. But she continued her minig to have Mashin Shmura. Okay, let's go, number 11. What's the kash of the Rimegash on this Gemara? Let's go, guys. Okay. The Rimegash has a very strong kash. He says, I don't understand something. We said the Rashbam, the Rimegash, everyone's matzahs with the Gemara, you don't want to make yourself look bad like you're a Russian. Let me ask you a question. Therefore, I'm not allowed to testify, right? Because I'm no gay b'davar. Because if I testify, maybe I'm lying. Excuse me, isn't lying in Issa D'Oraisa to be made checker? I'm worried about people thinking that I'm a Russia. Why aren't you worried about, you know, being over the ninth of the ten Aseres HaDibros? Again, Stephen, what's the din? The din is, I'm not allowed to testify. I'm not believed to testify because I'm afraid that I have self-interest and I'm going to lie because people are going to, I don't want people to say I'm a Russia, I borrow money, I don't pay back. Excuse me, lying in court is also make you a Russia. It's a bomb kasha. Aren't you worried about that? That's the Rimi Kasha's kasha. You got me? Oh. So the Rimi Gash asks the strong kasha. Rimi Gash gives two terutzim. The first terutz of the Rimi Gash we said, I brought it in, we photocopied it. Yeah, we're up to number... Oh, yeah, sorry, the 11. That was 11, Ellie. That was the kasha number up to 12. What are the two terutz in Rimigash? Thank you. What's number 12? So the Rimigash, the first terutz says, you know what? All he cares about is what people think of him. He doesn't care about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks of him. He doesn't want to be a Rosh in the eyes of human beings, Yosef. But he doesn't care about being a Rosh in the eyes of Hashem. That he could care less about. That he could care less about. Okay, we photocopied it. That he could care less about. Because, I mean, in the eyes of Hashem, be honest. If he has no money, he has no money. Onus Rachmana Patri, we said. He said it. Original Lashon. What's he supposed to do? He's got no money to pay back. Be open. He should say, I'm sorry, Lamaisa. What can he do? You see, he doesn't care about what Hashem thinks. He is willing to lie because no one else knows he's going to lie. Rather than people saying socially that he borrows money and doesn't pay back. That's the first answer, halacha lemaisa. Okay? So that first answer obviously holds shash m'shaker. Second teretz of the Rima Gash is no. That the psul of nogeya b'dabr is not because of shash m'shaker. It's simply because he's a karvan of al-din objectively, formally, and he is done. And if you look closely...
Can you say it?
Yeah, the second answer is, Eli, that if you are involved in the case... Halacha lemaisa, if you are involved in the case, you are a what? You are a karav, you are a baal din, you are pasul. Meaning you can't ask me a kasha and say, oh, aren't you more worried about what? Aren't you lying? You're worried about being rushed, aren't you lying? So the answer is no, he's a liar, but he only lies, he only cares about human beings, not Hashem. So the first answer is kasha doctor. Second answer says no. The answer is, you can't ask me a kasha. Aren't you more what? Aren't you more worried about Lamaisa, lying to Hashem and what people think of you, the bar. The din is, once you're a self-interest, you're puzzled no matter what. You cannot ask such psychological kashas and say, oh, the ninth of the Seres HaDibros is even worse. The din is, you're puzzled and that's it. So I just want you to get this. The Rima Gash is mashma that you're a baal din. You're made al atzma. The Maharam gives an answer. He says, Metartzim olam that you're an edus ala karov. You're like an Adis on the Karov. Also, the Rabbi Yonah says you're Nogay is a Karov too as well. So even though that's the one approach, but they're two different nuances. Is it Al-Atzmo or is it Karov? In the Rima Gash, it's Al-Atzmo. And in the Maharam and the Rabbi Yonah, it's considered to be like a Karov. The truth is, we pointed out from the Rambam, the Rambam Hilchos Eidos, Perek Tetvav Al-Chav, is pretty much Mashma, the Imre Bina says, that it's a Psul Midin Bal Dover. The Raman of Chesed is Perek Tetvav Alachalv. That's what we said. So that's the second teretz lemaisa, that you are a pasul and you're a karov. I'm sorry, you're a karov and a baldin and you're out of the picture. So Mameli can't even ask that kasha. I'll read you the lashon. Inami, he says, Yesh lashon the lol kablim sadus la mishum the chashin leidus shekru el mishum the kevin lol nichol leidus meave lo vo rasha lo shan das kakro matuli hanami sadus havli kaman de masel le nafshe. The law mekablin me lav mishum nechashin abahu sedus el mishum lo mikra aid kla. You're not called an aid. You're not called an aid because you have a self interest. So mameila, you're not an aid. You're totally possible. Okay. So it's either because of chashash meshak or either because of psul. So basically, these two approaches and this conscious of nogeya that we're building up is rooted in the two terutzim of the Rima Gash and the Gemara. Okay. All right. Good guys. Excellent. Fryim, you got it. Okay. Good. What number are we at now? That's 12, 13. Okay, let's go, guys. Let's get to the Gemara now. Okay? Let's get to the Gemara. We got to know the Gemara Klor with the Rashi. And the Tais. What's the Gemara's mitaretzit to this Kasha of Nogei Avedam and Rebbe Elazar? Give the Shakra the Tarya and how did the Avram Mazba the Gemara? So Gemara says like this. Gemara asks, Kol Kamine, you're Nogei Avedam. How can you and your friend Pasel, you're Nogei Avedam. Remember there's a Mavon Alova, Stephen. And you come along and apostle the guy's aiding with someone else. You're no gabadabra. By you saying the guy's apostle, you don't have to pay. So the Gemara answers, Amar of Achabed Ravika Kagon Shikarolov Irur. And the Gemara says, Irur Demai. You protested that there's something wrong with the guy. Ian Lehmad, it's Irur de Gazlanusa. Do you have enough power to say he's a Gazlan? You're no gay again. So the Gemara says, Irur de Pagam Mishpacha. So I want you to get this.
Wait, what does
the Irur Gamam Mishkocha? You see, this guy comes from a family of Mazarim or Evik Naini. So the Shakla Vitaria, the Gemara says like this. How can you say a guy's apostle, you know, Gaya? The Gemara says they said there's something wrong with him. They're protesting. If you say he's a Gazlan, how do you have enough power to do that? You're a Nogeya Bedover. So the Gemara says, Pagam Mishpacha. He's from a family of Vadim or Gerim or Mazarim. Apostle, I shouldn't say Gerim. Gerim are Kosher Ladies. But Mamzerim. Mamzerim or Evi Kanani are Apostle Ladies. So the Yad Ramah says like this. The Yad Ramah writes very beautifully. The Yad Ramah says the Gemara in the first stage felt that the guy was a Karov. The Gemara felt the guy was a Karov. In the stage of the Gemara which says Karlov Irur. The Gemara held he was a Karov. So it's a Karov. It's only a Psul that's particular, this particular case. Therefore the Gemara says he's no Gabidov. So the Gemara says no. It's not considered to be what? Karov. It's Gazal Nusa. The Gemara says, what's the difference? That's also in the Gebedover. The Gemara says, no, it's Pagam Mishpacha. So plug it in, Ellie. According to Reb Meir, you're talking about the guy's family. If you're talking about the guy's family, it trickles down that his family has a problem, Yonah, then he has a problem. Memeluhu Puzzle. And therefore, according to Reb Meir, Halacha Lamaisa, he is Puzzle. But what I didn't speak about is what? I didn't speak about him, I spoke about his family. So if I didn't speak about his family, I'm believed. Like through the back door. According to the Chum, at the end of the day, are you posseling him through his family? Yes. You're no get whatever. We throw it out. So at the end of the day, the Shach Levatari, the Yad Ramah, says that the Gemara thought it was a Karov. If it's a Karov, so Lamaisa, if you're a Karov, the Yad Ramah says, what's the, you're a Psul Lamaisa, got me this case. So you're not Posum in Lai Lakol Olam, Rak Klapov. I'm saying you're a Karov. So if you're a Karov, how do you believe to say the guy's a Karov? You're no Gabidover. So Gemara says, guy's a Lusa. You're still no Gabidover. So then Gemara says a beautiful Terrence. No! You're talking about the guy's family. If you talk about the guy's family, you also end up talking about him. But since I'm not talking about him directly, Rameir says it's fine. According to the Chumim, at the end of the day, Sof, that's the Lashon of Gemara, no Gabe Edesu. At the end of the day, Yonah, you're still talking about the guy. According to the mayor, it's fine. You're believed apostle with your friend. According to Chum, you are not believed. And that's how the Yad Ramah Lamaisa talks about what? Talks about this Peshat Halacha Lamaisa. Because he says, the Gemara gave an answer, Halacha Lamaisa, you're not no Gabe Edis. Because why? It's not just regarding this din. It's regarding the essence of this aid. So we went from Karov to Gazlanusa to what? To Pagam Mishbacha. And does that stick or not? Ramayr says it sticks. Chum say it doesn't stick. Beautiful. That's 13. Okay, 14. Let's get it. How did the Sefer Yagah Ha'aryeh, Yagah Ha'aryeh, Masber the Smachlogist between Rameir and the Chum? So he said, unbelievable. What is the nature of Nogei Abedavar? If Nogei Abedavar is Karov Dash Baldin, you're not a Karov Baldin to the family. You are not. You have nothing to do with the family. Mailer and Mayer says it's good. The Chachamim say no. The problem of Nogei Abedavar is we're afraid you're lying. At the end of the day, by speaking about this guy's family, do you speak about him? Yes, you do. We're afraid you're lying. Throw it out. You follow me, Ephraim? The Machlekes Lamaisa, as to what the nature of the Psul of Nogei Abedavar and the Gedolei Achronim, we want to suggest from the Sefer Yege Ha'aryeh is Gufa Machlekes Tanan. Now, we said in Shir, it's still a little difficult because we paskin like the Chachamim, right? That means we should only go with the Shas Pshat. How can any Gedolei Apostolim say the other way? But still in Lomdus, we want to be Maaz with Pshat and the Gemara. Okay? Where did Rameir go with? Rameir goes with what? Baldin Karov. Adam. So you're not a Baldin to that family. So if you're not a Baldin to the family, you only said the family was a Mishpacha. Was an Evid. Kanani. Or a Mamzer. Right? You only said that. So Mameila, you're able to apostle this guy. It's not a problem. You're going through the back door. Because you're not involved in the God of the family. So it's not a problem. Because I hold the mechanics like it's involved in. But if I hold the mechanics like the Chacham man and the Chashash Meshacher, then at the end of the day, what am I doing? At the end of the day, I'm afraid what? That the guy's lying. Because at the end of the day, speaking about the guy's family, speaking about him, Sof kol Sof, you're no Gebeder. That's the Lashon of Gemara. No. Sof, no Gebeder.
That's the
Chacham. That's the Chacham. Correct. Okay. Fry, you got that, Chlor? Yeah?
What was the Sefer called?
Yege Ha'aryeh. Yege Ha'aryeh.
Who was it by?
I'm not sure. I saw it quoted. Yege Ha'aryeh. The only thing that we point out in Shir, though, is that it's difficult because the Chachamim is the ones who say Shash Meshaka. Then how can any Gedolei Apostolim say not that way? We pointed that out in Shir. Okay? But that's the Sefer. Yege Ha'aryeh. Okay? All right? Yege Ha'arye. Don't know who it is. One of the, got to be a Gadol. Okay? Yege Ha'arye. Okay? Fine. That's 14, guys. Let's go. 15. Let's go. What was the suffix of the Or Zeruah? In the case of the Baldin that was Ragil to say on this 80, Zugazin.
The Baldin came with his friend, the Lova, right? The Lova's the Baldin. He's trying to protect himself from having to pay back. He says, Malva, your Adim, one of your Adim are Gazlanim. He's always been saying this. Before this Din Torah, he's been saying it for months before. What would you say about this Din? That's the Suffolk of the Or Zeruah. Please get it down. The Suffolk of the Or Zeruah was, what's the Din in a case where the Baldin with his friend comes in and says the Malva is one of the Adim's, Adim is a Gazlan. But he's been saying this for many months on other Dinei Torahs.
Who's the Lova?
The Lova has been saying for many, many months that one of the Malva's Adim's, Yonah, is a Gazlan. So, does that change anything or not? That's a suffix in the Or Zeruah we learned. So the Stipe Zatzal says beautifully, if you say the Chasaron of what is Chashash Meshaker, then you're not afraid he's lying because he's been saying it for months before, which was not Nogeya
him. What was he saying for months?
He's been saying that the guy's a Gazlan.
He's been saying before, even before he came to Beit Din.
Yeah, yeah, he's been saying he's a Gazlan or he's a Pagan Mishpach, however, whatever you want to say.
Chashash Meshaker.
Right. Those weren't Nogeya to him.
But it still could be that it's Karuk.
That's what the Stipe says. If it's based on Chashash Meshaker, he's already said for many months that the guy's a bad guy. So therefore, as Pinchas says very nicely, it's not a Chashash Meshaker now. But if you say that it's a formal car of Rabban, then I don't care what he's been saying for many months. What's the difference?
Maybe you could still say, did he know at the meaning?
No, he didn't know.
He could have just been saying this.
No, he didn't know. In my case, he didn't know at all. Yeah, the loan didn't even happen yet, let's say. Okay? The loan didn't even happen. So for many, many months.
He's talking about the eight.
Right. This guy, in other words, he had no connection with him. Halacha l'maisa. He's been saying it for many months, even before they even had a loan, l'maisa. So there was no real connection at all. So the Stipe wants to say beautifully, it's based on Chashash Meshaker, and then you'll say it's what? Then you'll say what? It's going to be good. If you say it's based on Karov, then it's going to be what? Then it's going to be a problem. Okay. Very good. That's 15. El, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay, great. What'd you say?
Just the suffix again.
The suffix is in a situation where for many months before the Lova has been saying about one of the Adim of the Malva that he's a Gazlan, he's a bad guy, and now they have a loan dispute, and the Malva brings that same aid and says, oh, you owe me $100,000, the Lova says, you're a Gazlan. So if he's been saying he's a Gazlan for many months before, you see that he's not lying. You follow me? But if you say it's based on Karov or Puzzle, right? If you say it's based on Baldin or Karov, throw him out. No matter what. He's not believed. Okay? Doesn't change the fact that he's been testifying many months before other Dinei Torahs. You follow me? He's been saying many months before that the guy's a bad guy. You know what I mean? So you can't be cautious that he's lying now in this case. But if you say it's a formal psul of a car, remember we said that's a very good way of remembering, Yosef, the two approaches. One is objective, one is subjective, right? Karov Baldin is objective. Chashash Meshaker is subjective. We know the difference between objective and subjective. Objective is formal din, right? The Chashash Meshaker is subjective. So Elif, he's been saying it on his own without dealing with his own case. Obviously, he's not lying, right? But if you say that you're involved in the case, you're formally puzzled, then you're out. Okay, that's 15. 16. What's the suffix of the Or Zeruah? We had another one, according to the Chachamim. What was the suffix, you remember, according to the Chachamim? Listen to this. What did the Chachamim say? At the end of the day, what's the din? According to the Chachamim? The end of the day is Dogei B'davar. Yes, even though he talked about his family, he called his family a Pesul Mishpachet of a Mamzer or a what? Evik Naini? Yes? Lamaisa? But at the end of the day, it trickles down to him. Postulatus. He's a Nogei B'davar. Let me ask you. What about the family? Is he Neman about the family, though? Ephraim, he's not Neman Lagabi the guy himself. But is he Neman Lagabi the family? Very interesting suffix, Or Zeruah. Is he Neman Lagabi the family? Maybe he's only not Neman Lagabi himself. So the Kirin Ora
Right?
If he's not only Gabe the family, isn't he not only Gabe the...
Well, this is 17. One second, Ben. This is 17. What did the Keren Orah say like Gabe in the Shar Mishpacha Lefi Chachamim? So the Keren Orah writes Beferish. The Keren Orah writes Beferish Olach Olamaisa. He says that he's not Neman because at the end of the day he's no Gabe Adama. But you could have said, that's what I want you to get in 17. You could have said, Halach Olamaisa, that maybe he is believed like Gabe the family. Okay? What do you think that suffix is based on? If you say it's based on Chash Meshaker, then what? Then the possibility is that what? Then you throw the whole thing out, right?
Then you would throw it out?
Yeah, because if it's Baldin, remember, you're only a Baldin Legabe what? You're not a Baldin Legabe the family. So maybe you should be Neman Legabe the family.
So what do you mean you would throw it out?
No, you would be possible. You're not believed about him. You're not believed the Gabi the Mishpacha.
If it's
Chash Meshaka, you wouldn't be believed on anything, right? Well, Labaisa, we said you could pilpul about it, Labaisa. You could pilpul about it. But certainly, if you're a Baal Din, you're not a Baal Din the Gabi the family. So you should be Neman the Gabi the family. That's Gabi Baal Din. If it's Chash Meshaka, you could entertain a possibility that you're not believed the Gabi him. And also Legabe the whole family. You're not going to split because you're lying, you know, they're inextricably linked. You know what I'm saying? You can't say, oh, I'm Choshish lying Legabe this guy, not Legabe this part of the family. Okay? So that's number 17. That was 17. Please get that. Okay, we'll go back to 16 now. But the question is, according to the Chum, when you say you're not Neman, is it only vis-a-vis him, or are you Neman Legabe the Mishmacha? If you're about Baal Dabra, we said, well, Maisa, Mustami should be believed by the family. It's not a Baal Dabra by the Mishmacha. But if you say that it's a Chash Meshaka, you're not believed by not just him, but not by the family as well. So you throw the whole thing out. 16. What was the suffix of the Lord Zeruah Legabi Shitas Chacham Legabi Shari Duyosis? Let's get it. What do you mean Legabi Shari Duyosis? This is the other suffix of the Lord Zeruah. What do you mean by other Duyosis? According to the Chachamim, what's the din? Are you believed in this case or not?
No.
He's not believed. And maybe he's not believed by this case alone. Maybe for other testimonies he should be believed. It's kind of like a palgin in that manus. Like, be other testimonies he should be believed. Yes or no? Suffolk and Nor Zeruah. Very interesting, no? That's a Suffolk and Nor Zeruah. Would he be believed or not? By other testimonies. He's not believed here because why? He's no Gavid of it, right? But maybe by other testimonies we should make a Pagin in that and say, no, maybe he's what? Maybe Taki is a what? Is a Russia? Is a Ganif? Or do we say, no, you're not believed at all? Not just by this case, you're not believed in any in general. In all other cases, he would be considered to be kosher. All other cases, he would be considered to be kosher. That was the suffix when we went by Shari Duyasis. That doesn't necessarily plug in. Halacha Lamaisa, how do you want to plug it in? Then he should be kosher for everything, you're saying.
Could be.
That's what you're saying. Very good, Jeremy. Jeremy wants to say it's chash mashaka, they throw the whole thing out, and therefore he's kosher for everything. If you say karav, you're only karav for this case. It lends itself to palginin. And then other cases, maybe you're possible for. Allah Almighty. Could be. That's what we said in shir. Could be. You could plug it in like that as well. So that's 17, and then we did 16 as well. Okay, let's go, guys. Yes, Ben.
Okay, number 17. What do we mean by saying is he Neman Legabe Mishpacha?
Because what do the Chum say? He's not believed Legabe this guy here, who's the third generation of the family.
Yeah.
His testimony wasn't on the guy himself; it was on the whole Mishpacha. So we said vis-a-vis the Mishpacha, does it trickle down apostle? But at the end of the day, is he believed Legabe the Mishpacha? Those members of the Mishpacha, are they considered Mamzerim?
So there, then the third generation guy also.
What'd you say?
If they are believed to be Mamzer, then also the third.
No, we'll say it's like a Pagin in the Amonis.
Oh, really?
He's not believed Legabe, this guy that we're dealing with, right? But he's believed Legabe the Mishpach, right? That's the theory of Remeir, right? The theory of Remeir is that what? On the Mishpach, Masada, if you come Melech Apostle. If you hold Baal Dabra, you're not a Baal Dabra vis-a-vis the Mishpach. So you're making a great point, Ben. You say usually when we talk about Mamzerus, either you're a Mamzer or you're not a Mamzer, right? Someone in the family's a Mamzer, all generation of Mamzer. Okay, the question is Nemanis. So you'll be Neman Lamaisa Legabe what this guy, but not Legabe what not legabe the mishpacha. That's the shaila. So the chum say you're not believe legabe this guy. Maybe you are believe legabe the mishpacha. So that was the shaila we wanted to say. Okay, Suffolk and Norzer rule. Okay, now we get to Rav Dini, guys. Let's go. Okay, you ready? Let's go. You with me, Stephen? Number 18, guys. Let's go. Okay, here we go. How did Rav Dimi Mazma the Machlekes in the Mishnah Lafi the Giris Rishonim Shitas Rashi? Oh. Comes along Rav Dimi and says, an whole new pshat different than Rabbi Elazar. What did Rabbi Elazar say? He came with a friend. The Baal Din came with an apostle, the Ma'al Vasevi. What does Rabbi Elazar say? Whole new pshat. Rav Dimi has a whole new pshat. What's Rav Dimi's pshat? Came from Eretz Yisrael, the Bavel. He said in the Rebbeim, Rav Yochanan, amazing. He said you have two sets of witnesses. He has two sets of witnesses, halach lamaisa. The Baal Din, the Malva, says he has two sets of witnesses. He's going to bring in to prove that the Lov owes him money. Yosef, you got me? The Malva said he's going to bring in two sets of witnesses. So comes along the Lov and he passels the first set. So what does Reb Meir say? Again, I want you to get this. He said he's going to bring two sets in. Only one set came into Beis Din. And the Lov, Poshup Shad and his friend passeled what? Poshup Shad, we're going to go with that. That's the Poshup Shad Rashi is. That the Lova and his friend, we bought Acher, on that sense they both agree. He agrees with Rabbi Elazar. He came with another person. There are other sheets in Rishonim. We'll see, Blin, I've mentioned them tomorrow. We learned it. But for our purposes now, he agrees with Rabbi Elazar in the sense he came with a friend and he passeled the first set. Is he believed or not? So the Gemara says it depends on the following topic called Sarach Levarer. Reb Meir holds Sarach Levarer, and therefore, since the Malva must bring another set, is the Lova Nogei Bedavar when he passes the first set? No, he's not. Because there's always another set that has to be brought, correct? So we believe the Lova, says Reb Meir. That's the principle of Reb Meir, of Sarach Levarer. That's the principle of Remeir, Sarach Levar. And the Chachamim hold Ein Sarach Levar. What does Ein Sarach Levar mean? Ein Sarach Levar means that he doesn't have to bring the second set. If he doesn't have to bring the second set, that means the only first set that has to be brought is that set, and he passeled them, so he's no Gei Bedavar. Because the second set doesn't have to be brought by the Malva, and the Lova automatically becomes no Gei Bedavar. And the Chachamim say you're not believed. That is how Rav Dimi is Masbir, the Gemara, according to the Girsu Rishon and Shitas Rashi. Okay? Jeremy, you got me? Based on this topic of Sarach Levar, one more time. According to Reb Meir, okay, Stephen, listen to this. According to Reb Meir, the Malva said he's going to bring two sets in. He only brought one set in. So the Lova comes with a friend and passes that first set. Is the Lova no Gebed ever? No. Because there's always another set that's got to be brought in so that you can always fall back on the second set. So according to Reb Meir, you're believed. Whereas according to the Chum, you don't have to be Mavari. You don't have to bring the second set in. That means the only set that's got to be brought in is the one that was brought in. And therefore you apostle that you're okay with it. So how can you be believed? That's the Machloikas or Meir and the Chum straight up. Based on this topic called Sarach Levar and Sarach Levar. You guys got it, Clore? That's Rav Dimi's Teretz. Yes, Stephen, real quick.
So according to Rav Meir, you would be... You
are not no Gavidover. Think it through. Since Reb Meir says Sarach Levar, the Malva has to bring another set. So the passeling of the first set of Lovin doesn't mean anything. You follow me? Because you can always get, you rely on the second set. So we believe the Lovin to passel the first set. But if you hold Ain Sarach Levar, that means the only set that has to be brought in is the one you brought in.
And therefore you would be no game.
Yes. And therefore you would, because that's only.
You are
passeling the first set, but you're not believed in that because you're no game though. Can't you rely on the second set coming in? It doesn't have to be brought in. Because you only in Sarach Levar. You got it? That's the Machlokes Reb Meir and the Chacham. Okay, the answer is 18. First gear to the Gemara. Nachum Klor? Okay, great. 19, let's go. What's the din of Kashir Baldin? Rakat Achad, Velama. What's the din if there's only one set? What's the din if there's only one set? What's Halacha? You guys tell me. Everyone holds you can't passel them because you're no gebed of it. I said velama because you're no gebed of it. There's only one set that came in, right? He didn't say there were two sets. He said there was only one set, and there's only one set that came in. And that set came in. You can't passel them. You have the audacity to passel them. You're no gebed of it. Posh it, guys. That's 90 just posh it. There's one set of puzzle. You're no gabbit of it.
But this means one set and
there's only the Baal Din said he's only gonna bring in one set.
Okay.
Yeah. That the commercial is Divri Hakol's puzzle. So that's 19 posh it. Valama because no gabbit of it. 20. Let's go, guys. What happens when the second set does come in? He said there'd be a second set, and it comes out the second set was puzzle. Karav Zelazar Psulim. Give the two pshatim of Rashi. Okay? What are the two pshatim of Rashi Kfar Idu Arishayim? Let's get it.
Can we read this Rashi inside?
Let's say it outside. I don't know if we're going to have time to read it inside. Okay? Okay? I read it inside for Ben, Lamais. In Seder, okay? Pinchas? Okay? Let's get it outside, Klor. Okay? What is the din when the second set? What is the din when the second set turns out to be puzzle? What's the halacha? You got me? What's the halacha? So the Gemara says, Mahu. What do you mean, what's the halacha? Meaning, Ad, if you're listening, when the second set turned out to be puzzle. So does that create a situation that when you testified on the first set, you become no Gavidon? Do you basically say, as Rashi says at the Farish, okay? Rashi says at the Farish, do you say no Gaya Lamafreya? Therefore, you become no Gaya Lamafreya? Or do we say no? At the time you testify, you the Lova and your friend, you were not no Gaya Bedava. And therefore, we don't say no Gaya Lamafreya. That's Kufa the Shiloh the Gemara, guys. Do you say no Gaya Lamafreya? So, what's the Psak? This is all part of 20. What's the Psak? The Lashon of the Gemara is Amar Lehen Kfar Heidu Edim Arishayim. Yes? Ikidamri, some say Amar Rav Ashi Kfar Heidu Arishayim. Some say it wasn't Rav Ami that said it. It wasn't Rav Dimi that said it to Rav Ami Rav Asi. It was Rav Ashi that said Kfar Heidu Arishayim. What does Kfar Heidu Arishayim mean? Two pshat. Let's say it outside first, okay? Then we'll decide, Pinchas, if we read it inside, okay?
What's the
Shaila is, do you say Nogea Lamafreya or not, Eli? And then the Psak is Kfar Idu Arishonim. What does that mean? So there are two Pshatim in Rashi. Okay? The first Pshat in Rashi is that since the second set was found what? When the second set was found Psula, the first set was already what? Kfar Niskabla Bekashrus and Edushin Shel Elu, Hameidim Ala Psul. And therefore, they were not Nogea Bedover. The answer is, we do not say Nogea Lamafreya. So the first pshat of Rashi is that we do not say Nogea Lamafreya, meaning Kfar Heidu Arishonim means that you were already Pasul. It would have been better if the Gemara would have said Kfar Pasul Arishonim. Meaning that the law was believed, because at that time when he testified, he was not Nogea Bedover. Okay? The Tosus Chachmi Angli doesn't like the first pshat because it should have said Kfar Pasul, not Kfar Heidu. Okay? That they already were posseled. You follow me? They already were posseled the first set, Lamaisa, when the second set was posseled. So you're not Nogea Lamafreya. So the first pshat of Rashi Eli is you do not say Nogea Lamafreya, and therefore Lalov and his friend are believed. What's the second pshat of Rashi? What's the second pshat of Rashi? The second pshat of Rashi in Kfar Heidu Arishonim, again, this is not the second gears overarching the whole sugya. We're still within the first gears of the whole sugya. This is the two pshatim. What's the second pshat of Kfar Heidu Arishonim? The Lishtachwina is, Kfar Heidu Arishonim means the first set of the Malv already testified. And since they already testified, Halacha Lamaisa, and since the Shni is Psula, you cannot passel the first set, and we say no Gael Mafreya. We do say no Gael Mafreya. We say no Gael Mafreya. And the Lov and his friend is not believed. The Lov and his friend is not believed. Okay? So those are the two pshatim. The first pshat is of Rashi, you say, Nogela Mafreya. We do not, Halacha Lamaisa, we do not say Nogela Mafreya, and the Lov and his friend is believed. The second sheet is that we do say Nogela Mafreya, and therefore the Lov and his friend is thrown out. Okay? So that's number 20. Number 21. How did the Stipler Masver the two pshatim in Rashi? Please get this. How did the Stipler say it? If you hold that it's based on Chashash Meshaker, then what? If you hold it's based on Chashash Meshaker, then that's the first sheet that we say what? You don't say Nogea Lamafreya, because at that time he wasn't Nogea Bedover. So you don't say no Gael Mafreya. The second pshat of Ephraim holds what? The second pshat of Rashi holds what? That it's not a shash b'shaka. What is it? Karov or Baldover. If it's Karov or Baldover, you do say no Gael Mafreya, and therefore you're going to be thrown out, and therefore you're puzzle. Love and his friend. So the stipla says the two pshatim of Rashi for Yidrisham are totally on this din. Again, it keeps coming up, guys. Keeps coming up, the two approaches. Okay? So that's what he wanted to say, halacha lemaisa. Okay, that answers number 21. 22. Why did Rashi love the first pshat? Why did Rashi love the first pshat? Because the lashon of kfar hi'idu means you already got in. You already testified. So it means the lov and his friend already testified, and in that time the second set wasn't determined to be possible, so you're not no gave it over. So lashon fits much better. Fits much, much better. Whereas according to the Lashon Sheni, it doesn't fit as well. Why doesn't it fit as well? According to the Lashon Sheni, why does the Lashon Sheni not fit as well? Because according to the second shot, the kashrus of the first cat of the malva is not because they came first. You know what I'm saying? The kfar ha'idu doesn't fit as well.
Why not?
Because it doesn't depend upon the fact that I got in there first, the fry. The malva's edim is... It's not dependent. No, but it's not. But the kfar implies or conveys that because I came first, that makes me good. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that we're saying no Gael and Mafreya is the reason why they're okay. So that's why Rashi didn't like the second shot. He loved the first shot. The lashon of kfar Eidu doesn't make any. Kfar Eidu conveys and implies, oh, because we got there first. It has nothing to do with because they got the first. The reason why the first set of the Mavas believe is because we say no Gael and Mafreya.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a murder pshat.
Yeah.
But we did defend the second pshat with the Tosas Chachmei Anglia. That the difficulty with the first pshat is, it should have said Paslu, not Kfar Eidu. Right? You remember that, Pinchas? Should have said Kfar Paslu. I already got in, then I Pasled them. You know what I mean? Yeah. Not Kfar Eidu. And that's Lamais, how we wanted to defend that, the Tosas Chachmei Anglia. So please get that. That's number 22. Okay. You want to read it inside now, Pinchas? Yes? Which one, the whole or just Kfar Eidu? Which one did you want to read? No, because the first one we haven't done outside yet. Let's read the Kfar Eidu inside then. Okay. No, the first one we didn't say outside the second Girsas yet. Okay, we can read that at Blinetta tomorrow inside the first one. Yeah, the Tosas Chachmei Anglia defended the second shot because there's a difficulty in the first shot. It should have said Kfar Paslu Rishonim. The Lashon of Gemara is Kfar Eidu. It was Kfar Pasul, since we already Pasuled. At the time we Pasuled, we weren't no game. That's what it really should have said. You understand what I'm saying, Pinchas?
Yeah.
We can read Kfar Eidu if you want, because there's no difference between Kfar Eidu in between the two Girsas. Halacha l'maaseh. We'll read the other one, Blinetta, inside tomorrow. It should have said Kfar Pasul Arishon. Look inside the Rashi, guys. Kfar Eidu Arishon. Pinchas requested it. Ben requested it also. We did it earlier in Seder. But since Pinchas requested it, we'll do it. You see it? Kfar Eidu Arishonim, take a look. Kishenimsis kachnia psula kfar niskabla bekashrusun beidusin shel elu hameidim ala psul. The love of the Baldin and his friend were already accepted to pasul the first set of the mava. Vadayin lohaya nogeh beidus. And they were not nogeh beidus at that time. Umeachash niskabla behechshir neamanim lifsolos yishon. And we do not say nogeh el mafreya. Is that Klor Pinchas?
Yeah.
Lishnach Rina? No! Kfar Eidu Ha'edim Arishonim! Of who? Of the Malveh! Kat Rishona She'idu Be'idusin Shabali Dinim Umehemne. That the Malveh's owed money. They came into Shnia Psula. This is the key point. Every point of Rashi is important. Came into Shnia Psula. Since the second set is possible, Sulo Mifsula Kamai. You can no longer, the Lov and his friend can no longer passel the first ones. Davila Nogay Bait is because we say Nogay Elam Afreya. We do say Nogay Elam Afreya. You got me, Pinchas Klor?
Yeah.
Oh. The Lashon Rishon Nira, he likes the Lur's first Lashon better, that you do not say Nogay Elam Afreya, the Nakar Bahai Lishnik Kfar Eidu, which means they already got in the door, the set of the Lov and his friend, so therefore it fits much better. Okay, I'm glad you asked me, read it inside. Okay? Tomorrow, Blinetta, we'll do the preview when we do the second Girsa. Okay. 23. Let's get 23. What are the two kashas that Rashi has in the overarching Girsa Rishonim? Rashi had two kashas in the overarching Girsa Rishonim. The first kasha was as follows. The first girsa assumes that he only brought one set in, and the second set hasn't yet come in. Bless you. The first set came in, the second set hasn't yet come in. The problem with this theory is that you fulfill your mandate of Sarach Lavar if you brought in sets that were puzzled. Right? That was the theory. The theory is you said you're going to bring in two sets, Ali. You did. Granted, the first was puzzled, but I wasn't so medaic. I said I'd bring two sets in. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference whether they're kosher or puzzled. I wasn't medaic in my words. I wasn't so careful. The first Gerser rests upon the following premise, and that premise being, Adam, that Sarach Lavar can be fulfilled even though I brought one set that was puzzled, one set that was kosher. The bottom line is I said I brought two sets in. I didn't say they would both be with kosher. I didn't say they both would be kosher. I wasn't medaic bedvarav. I was not medaic bedvarav. Maybe I should have been, but I wasn't. And therefore, Sarach Lavar can be what? Can be fulfilled in that vein. Okay? Which is a tremendous chiddush. But that's the bottom line. Okay? That's the bottom line. And the first kasha is that he finds that very, very difficult. That Sarach Lavar can be fulfilled by bringing a set that is possible. That's the first kasha. Okay. Second kasha is as follows. He says, even if you're right that you can fulfill Sarach Lavar with what? With a set that's possible, when that second set becomes possible, or if you don't find the second set, more specifically, more precisely, if you don't find the second set, what's the din? The din is that you'll turn out to be what? You'll turn out to be Nogeya Bedavar. So why aren't you Nogeya Bedavar? You see, the whole staging in the first gear says that only the first set came in. Both sets didn't come in. So the first kasha is you're assuming that Sarach Lavar can be fulfilled with a set that's possible. That's a big chiddush. To say you can fulfill Sarach Lavar with a set that's possible. But number two kasha is, let's say you don't find the second set. The second set doesn't come in. What? How does it turn out? Turns out the only set that came in was that one. Shouldn't you become Nogeya Bedavar? The whole theory of Remeir is Sarach Lavar, but the second set hasn't come in yet. So at the end of the day, doesn't it turn out that you're Nogeya Bedavar? The whole theory of the first gear is Sarach Lavar is that what? That city's got to bring in a second set. I'm not Nogeya Bedavar when I pass the first set. But Ellie, what happens if the second set doesn't show? If the second set doesn't show, the only set that was there was the first set. That means I should be Nogeya Bedavar. And Ramirez says, I'm not Nogeya Bedavar. And I believe that's the two kashas that Rashi has. Jeremy, you got me? On the Gershuri show. Number one is, how can you assume you fulfill the mandate of Sarach Lavar with a set that's possible? And number two is, what happens if the second set doesn't show up? So it turns out that I will be Nogeya Bedavar. So how can Ramirez say flatly that what? I'm believed because of Sarach Lavar. What happens if they don't show up? You're not a Navi. Okay? We got that, Clore? So where we're up to? We're up to 24. We'll pick it up tomorrow. We got a lot to do. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful day. Let's dive into it. Okay, great.